Eto ko Gary Meskiel, hukarista na Propane. Hey, Gary, hello.
Hey, Vasil, how are you doing?
Good, good. Where are you at the moment?
Oh, I'm at home in Sarasota, Florida.
Aha, toi Gary v momento se namira v Kusti, v Florida. Well, last time we talked to you guys was almost a year ago, March 2007, but it was J.C. Dwyer taking the interview duties. And now,
right.
Obviously, a year later, I believe that a lot had happened to Propane since. So what exactly?
Well, since the release of Age of Tyranny last year, we had done quite a bit of touring. We were, especially over in Europe, we were over there three or four times. So we played quite a few tour dates since then. But in June, this will be our first time coming your way. So we're really excited about that. It's been a long time. And we're way overdue to come to play for you all in Bulgaria.
Предишното ви интервю, което правихме с Propane, вероятно много добре си спомняте. Можете да прочетете също така в нашия уебсайт radiotangra.com. Беше от 19 март миналата 2007. Само че тогава J.C. Dwyer, барабаристът, говореше. Сега говорим с вокалиста и основен човек Гари. Попитах го добре да какво се случи от тогава. Мина повече от година. Той каза ми, наистина доста време мина от тогава. Тогава издадохме и албума Age of Tyranny, The Tenth Crusade. Албум, който ние познаваме много добре и всъщност който беше поводът за интервюто ни тогава с JC. Всъщност основното нещо, с което се занимавахме, каза Гари, е, че правихме турнета в Европа. Общо около 3-4 турнета. Връщахме се много често в Европа, но ето, че сега през юни идваме за първи път в България при вас да свирим и всъщност наистина нямаме търпение. So I believe that this is the first time that you, because through the years, I've done lots of interviews with your band, but it has always been with JC or with Mr. Klimchuk.
Yes, I know you had developed quite a good rapport with Tom in the past.
Yeah, but this is probably the first time that you, Gary, are hearing the weird Bulgarian language. Am I right?
Yes, it is, as a matter of fact. But it doesn't sound weird. Just weird in a way that I can't understand it.
Yeah.
But not weird in like some crazy sense.
Окей. Казах му, да, всъщност ние през всичките тези години доста интервюта сме правили с Propane, с твоята група, но всъщност за първи път с теб, предишния път с JC, преди това и с господин Климчук. Гари каза, о, да, знам, че всъщност вие доста често сте си говорили с него. Попитах го добре, но всъщност съм сигурен, че сега за първи път, така или иначе, чуваш български език. Той каза, да, защото аз как чуваш странен език, той каза, да, но всъщност не е странен в лошия смисъл на думата, странен е до толкова, доколкото нищо не разбирам. Well, I asked JC last year if you are ready with some songs for the 11th album, being impatient to get some new material from you guys, but he said, okay, wait, we still need to tour a lot.
For
promoting the 10-1 Age of Tyranny, but still,
yeah.
I mean, I believe that being so busy and being on the road most of the times,
right.
There is no other time that you could possibly create new stuff.
Yeah, well, when we put our mind to it, we can get pretty productive. So we kind of just set a time frame for ourselves and say, well, this is when we have to do it, and then we kind of make it work, and we've always worked best that way. Even back in the old days, it's kind of that's probably the main reason why we called Contents Under Pressure, because we had literally no time to write the record, but we got it in there anyway, in the midst of all the touring and the busy schedule that we had.
Mm-hmm.
And this time around, oddly enough, we're almost done with the new record. We're going to start mixing this week.
Aha! So he was lying!
Yeah, the new record is just about done. We're really, really excited about it. Yesterday we had Rob from Cannibal Corpse come in and do a guest appearance. We got a few other guests. Some of our German friends will be appearing on the record. The record's called End in Sight, and we think it's our best record yet. So Rob from the Cannibals said that this is our master of puppets, so that's a good sign.
Добре, да, всъщност да ви предам набързо това, за което си говорихме и в интервюто ни миналата година. Джей Зи каза на въпроса: в момента държим 10-я ви албум в ръцете си, кога ще бъде готов? 11-ти, той каза: о, не, не, чакайте, ще правим много турнета. Така че ще трябва да изчакате този албум наистина. Обаче ето, че Гари каза, защото аз му зададох въпроса: при всичките тези турнета ви очевидно всъщност си пишете парчетата по време на концертните турнета, докато сте на път. Гари каза: ами да, в интерес на истината, го трябва да бъде точен. Нашият албум предстои да бъде смесен следващата седмица. Имаме няколко гости в него от нашите германски приятели, а иначе също така и Роб Барет, китарист на Cannibal Corpse, и свири няколко сола. Както той каза за този албум: това е вашия Master of Puppets. Така че ясно, Джей Си ли е излъгал. How does it sound? Is it a political record like the previous one?
Well, not, it's not as blatantly political. You know, I think that Age of Tyranny was really up to the times and up to date with, in terms of its political content. So I wasn't quite as inspired to write something so deeply political. There are shades of politically inspired material in it, but I think it's a bit more vague in that sense. But I'm really, really happy with the lyrics on this one, and it really lends itself to interpretation a little bit more. It's everything is a bit more gray and hidden within the lyrics, and it's pretty cool.
Попитах го: добре, да кажи ли нещо за новия албум, как звучи той, също толкова политически ли е, колкото предишния, който, знаете, Age of Tyranny беше откровенно посветен на техния президент. Гари каза: не, всъщност нещата не са чак толкова дълбоко политически в този албум, тогава ситуацията всъщност беше такава. Сега нещата не са толкова дълбоко и ясно изразени, по-скоро естествено има оценки от някои политически неща в текстовете, които съм писал. Нещата обаче са по-намекнати, по-назаден план, по-сиви, както се казва. So, what is the reason for this? Does it mean that the situation in the United States now, politically and in the whole fucking world, is getting better?
Well, I certainly hope so, but it seems like we're in for kind of more of the same, unfortunately, here in the USA. I mean, there's a lot of candidates that are pretending to be all about change, but I hope that it happens, and I hope that they're serious about it, but I don't have a lot of faith in the candidates that are running right now, so mm-hmm. It's going to be a very, very difficult decision for me come voting time, okay, who I'm going to support, because I really don't like any of the existing candidates.
I don't remember who said that in an interview with us recently. Probably it was Al Jorgensen of Ministry.
Yeah.
Or Blackie Lawless. No, it was Blackie Lawless of Wasp.
Okay.
So he said none of the three is my kind of candidate, but it can't get any worse in any case. So that makes me an optimist.
Well, that's a nice quote.
Okay. Попитах го: добре, защо този нов албум на Propane предстоящ няма да е толкова политически, колкото предишния, всъщност настоящия ви албум, защото нещата в света и в Америка стават по-добри ли? Гари каза: ами аз се надявам поне да е така, въпреки че от тези кандидати за президенти в момента не виждам конкретно моя човек, и ми се струва, че ще имам моменти на големи колебания, когато дойде моментът да гласувам. Аз му напомних как Блеки Лоулес ни каза в едно интервю тук по радио Тангра Мега Рок само преди няколко седмици, че нито един от тримата кандидати за президент не е неговия човек, но при всички случаи нещата едва ли могат да станат по-лоши. So, I mean, we can't call you angry young man simply because you're not that young anymore.
Yeah, that's true, and I suppose there's nothing worse than an angry old man, huh?
Grumpy old man was a very funny movie, But
yeah, that's true.
I mean, but it's good not to be a greenhorn, very young, stupid, like with your head somewhere in the air. But I mean, man, what has been the biggest lesson that you've learned after so many years touring and actually 10 albums and one more to come very soon, I believe?
Well, it's really to be as independent as possible and to do whatever you can yourself. I mean, we've learned a lot of hard lessons in that, you know, we kind of, you know, gave certain duties in the past to other people and things didn't turn out kind of either the way they were supposed to or the way that we had hoped. And we found that, you know, throughout the years, the more that we did ourselves, you know, the more we enjoyed ourselves and the more things came out in alignment with our vision. And I think that's important. And it's really important as an artist, you know, to us, we don't really look at things in terms of, you know, record sales and how many people are in the crowd. And I mean, that just goes with the territory. For us, it's more about being artists and being really honest and true to our craft. And so at the end of the day, we can really be proud of our accomplishments.
Mm-hmm. Публика добре да е всъщност. Не може да се каже, че вие сте сърдитите млади хора. Първо, защото не сте много млади вече. Гари каза, да, всъщност по-лошо от сърдити млади хора е само дъртаци сърдити. Аз му казах, имаше един всъщност забавен филм Сърдити старчета. Така или иначе, попита го добре да всъщност сте толкова много албуми, общо 10 и 1, 11, който ръпът и толкова много турнета и концерти. Кой е най-сериозният урок, който си научил? Знаете, задаваме този въпрос постоянно, но е много интересно да го чуваме от устата на всъщност такива истински хора. Гари каза, ами това, че всъщност трябва да се опитваш и ние всъщност го правим, да бъдеш максимално, колкото е възможно повече независим в това, което правиш. През всичките тези години много често сме разчитали и сме давали определени функции, сме влагали доверие в определени хора, обаче ето, че в крайна сметка разбираме, че трябва да си правим нещата сами. Още повече, че за нас през всичките тези години смисълът, особено сега, не е свързан с това колко албуми продаваме или колко хиляди хора са на нашите концерти. В крайна сметка ние сме творци, артисти и е много важно да бъдем доволни и удовлетворени от това, което самите ние правим. Okay, but you said that through the years you had crossed people that you shouldn't probably. But
well, yeah, probably more so in the early days. I mean, we really learned from our mistakes early on, and mm-hmm. you know, we were really involved with certain people in record companies, and we didn't really wield a lot of power back then as a band, and you know, we went with a lot of guidance from others, and we were never really managed, but we kind of had a shadow manager, if you will, in the background mm-hmm. years ago. And we worked with various producers and, you know, people that kind of were steering the band, we felt, in the wrong direction. Mm-hmm. I think that they felt that they were doing the right thing, so it's certainly nothing against any of those people. But I think in order to achieve the ultimate results in terms of what your vision is, you have to really work hard and try to take as much into your own hands as possible.
Mm-hmm. Казах му добре да всъщност спомена за това, че много хора сте срещали и сте се сблъскали през годините, които вероятно не е трябвало. Той каза, да, особено в първите години, когато ние нямахме такава сила и мощ като група, работехме с хора от звукозаписни компании, с които всъщност не трябваше. Имахме продуцент на практика в Сянка. Но така или иначе, всъщност, важното е да осъзнаеш, и ние го направихме, да осъзнаеш, че трябва да намериш сили да правиш колкото се може повече нещата си сам и да държиш, да контролираш ситуацията. Does it mean that, I mean, crossing so many bad people, let's use the naive notion about, it's yeah. like you figure out that the world outside a band is something that you cannot trust to, and it makes the inside, the relationship within the band even stronger.
Yeah, I think so. I think in certain respects it pays to be a bit cynical, you know, within the confines of a band and also outside. You know, I think that's good in general, you know, not to be so trusting all the time, because that lends itself to naivety. But, you know, it's important, you know, to learn from mistakes, you know, and certainly, you know, we've made just as many mistakes as any other band or as any other people out there. And you know, it's very important to learn by those things and to make adjustments as you go. And we're at a really good place right now with this band. I mean, we're really pleased with our accomplishments and where this is all going from here. So it's not like, you know, we're going out and playing shows just for the sake of nostalgia. You know, we feel that we have really good new music to offer, and we're just as excited, if not more, about the new stuff than the old stuff.
Mm-hmm. Говорим с Гари Мескил, басист и вокалист на Propane. Попитах го, когато през всичките тези години сте се срещали с лоши хора от звукозаписните компании, лъжливи менеджери и така нататък, това означава ли обаче, че при сблъсъка с тях реално това ви е карало вътре в групата да сте по-сплотени и да знаете, че всъщност това е истината? Той накратко каза, защото както чувате и той, както и ние, можем да си говорим така до утре, каза, че всъщност да, наистина, ние направихме много грешки, правили сме грешки, тръгвали сме в погрешна посока от така гледна точка, точно толкова, колкото би всъщност вероятно всички останали групи, но важното е в един момент да стигнеш до там, до където стигнахме ние, а в този момент мисля, че ние имаме изключително силна група, и то не такава, която изпитва някаква носталгия към миналото, а просто група, която в момента е изключително силна и има какво да каже и да направи днес. Two more questions to go, please tell us where this tour is gonna start from.
Well, the tour is going to start in Wrocław, Poland, and so we're going to work our way south. We're going to play Poland and then a couple of shows in Czech Republic and Slovakia, and we're going to work our way toward the Balkan area.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to go as far down as Greece and then swing back up and come up to through Bulgaria.
Conquering the Balkans. Conquering Bulgaria.
Yes, we hope so.
Как ще се движи турнето? Той каза, започваме от Полша, после имаме няколко концерта в Чехия, Чешката република, също така в Словакия, после нахлуваме в Балканите, ще слезем до Гърция, след което ще се върнем нагоре към България. Аз му казвам, ще завземете България, нали? Той каза, о, да, надявам се. Well, yeah. I mean, everything sounds perfect, and I mean, to be honest with you, we're really we've been waiting to catch your band live in this bloody country for years now.
Yes,
and
right.
I mean, it's weird that you have never played here so far, but Rob of Cannibal Corpse was here something like a year and a half ago, or a year even. I mean,
right.
Yeah, so
yeah, we talked a little bit about that yesterday.
Yeah, and, so did he give you a piece of advice about this specific country?
Oh, he just said it was great. You know, Rob's one of these guys that's probably traveled to more places than we have. So, you know, I asked him about. I said, you know, what's it like, you know, doing, you know, the Balkans in a tour bus, because, you know, we're not flying, you know, from place to place. And mm-hmm. he said, oh, it's great, you know. And the crowds are really awesome. So he said you're going to have a great time. So, and you're right. You know, it's been many years. You know, in the works. You know, coming to Bulgaria. It's just that things just work this time in terms of our schedule, in terms of the itinerary, and we couldn't be more pleased with the fact that we'll be there on June 3rd.
Mm-hmm. Това, което си говорихме, че всъщност те никога не са идвали до този момент в България, и всъщност си изненадващо, но ето, че сега идват. Но след като са работили с Роб, хитариста на Cannibal Corpse, нали, както чухте, той е свирил някои сола в предстоящия нов албум на Propane, дали всъщност той бе дал някои съвети за тези особени места като България? Гари каза всъщност да, точно за това си говорихме, защото ние на практика, когато пристигнем на Балканите, ще обикаляме с концертен автобус, няма да летим с самолет от град на град, от държава на държава, а пък Роб вероятно е ходил и посещавал много повече места, дори отколкото са бите раз. Той казал, там е супер яко, публиката е жестока, мисля, че ще си изкарате великолепно. Last question is I'm now like checking the questions and answer that we had exchanged last year with JC.
Okay.
And I'm now like I'm going to play his interview after yours, so we can see if he had given the same answers.
we made sure to pass the answer sheet around before the interview.
Yeah. Сега ще му задам един много съществен въпрос. The thing is that I mean, when the name Propane started to be really famous down here in Bulgaria,
yeah,
it was. Mainly related and linked to the hardcore scene, but now it seems that it's like you're not the typical New York hardcore
right.
squad, and you're talking about having people from Cannibal Corpse played in your albums rather than, let's say, Madball, Hatebreed, Agnostic Front.
Right.
So. I mean, I know that you mentioned the word independence, mm-hmm. but still, I mean, can we say that you belong to a particular American scene?
Oh, maybe sonically, but not physically. I think that we've always kind of done our own thing. In terms of the hardcore scene, we've always been sort of the black sheep, you know. We never really got... I mean, we've made friends with a lot of bands, you know, over the years, but we, in terms of any particular scene, I don't think we're too heavily embedded in any of those at all. There are certain aspects of Propane that lend itself to hardcore, for sure. And I can identify with a lot of the ideals of the old hardcore movement, because that's where I came up from. But we're just as much a metal band as a hardcore band, and... We have as many influences in classic rock and roll than probably hardcore and metal too. So we're a bit of a crossbreed, and our audience really speaks well for that.
Mm-hmm. I will translate this after, like, putting on the radio your favorite song of your latest album, Age of Tyranny. Which one should be in that case?
I would play off of King George. That's probably my favorite.
This is what JC said last year.
Yeah, that's on the sheet, man.
Yeah, okay. Thank you for being with us, Gary.
Hey, thank you very much, Bastille.